songs for all you Giants fans out there.
What time the Jets play today?
I don't care.
In September?
Yeah.
This is what Eli is going to be saying to his receivers when he overthrows them. Let's just go. Because these lyrics are still relevant to every alcoholic in the world. I've done this, except to drive in the car.
Yeah, you, thank God you don't drive.
Yeah, we'd all have accidents. Are you not? Linda doesn't know what's going on. All right, I've had it with that shitty band, that shitty song, and those shitty lyrics, and that shitty thing that we're all getting on right now.
Big day. We're back on the air.
Bigly
Sorrell.
Bigly Sorrell.
This is the official kickoff of a new generation.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. What? Obama?
No, Steve. This is Steve. This is the first.
Steve Bama?
Yes.
Yeah, Steve's not here anymore. I don't know if he's listening. There was a note in the Radio Free Brooklyn hosts group today that the phone might not be working. So, Steve, if you're going to call in, I mean, try.
Call in.
And we'll talk about why the Giants are going to feel what it's like. I was wrong about going through Seattle. And lucky you didn't last night, because Detroit had to go through Seattle. Didn't work out too well for them.
You see that catch, though, with the face mask getting and all that stuff?
I did.
Seattle still doesn't look like world beaters.
No, they're not.
But you were also wrong about the Giants, those four games. The Giants went 3-1 in those four games.
That's
fine. You said they'd be 0-4.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I'm okay with being wrong about that.
Yeah.
It's where you are now. It's where you are.
It's right.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that
I'm
Steve?
I'm not Frazier. Yeah. But Steve is listening. You don't have to. I did the Frazier there. Hello, Seattle. Yeah. I'm listening.
Yeah. What show is this? Should we do the introduction in case there's new people listening?
Didn't that work out? Yeah. I'm Joe Sonnenblick of this show that was once called Apples and Oranges, but is now called Point of Order. And with me always
is Jason Bogdan.
And
to my right, which will no longer be Steve McGrath, we've traded out a drunken Irishman for a drunken Guatemalan?
It's close. It's another poor village.
Nicaragua.
Listen,
that's me, Linda Peralta.
Yeah, that's Linda Peralta. If you're listening and think we're racist, I mean, it's not that we're racist. We just
call the station.
Call the station. Complain to your Chris Christie.
What was the guy's name who was defending Derrick Rose who never called in again? Bob.
Pete. Who I still think my manager Pete had like a voice box recorder that he just said Derrick Rose is an innocent man. I'll tell you what Derrick Rose isn't, though.
A star basketball player.
Nah, he's a star basketball player. Ooh. He isn't gelling with Carmelo Anthony, and it's become abundantly clear. And there's a real problem now in Knickland, and it's not Carmelo Anthony.
Well, I got to tell you, I hate to say this, but I told you so about the Knicks. But I was wrong, because I thought they weren't going to be good because they'd get hurt. This team stinks.
But they don't stink.
They stink.
They don't stink.
They stink.
They lost six in a row. They win the other night against the Bucks.
Yeah, that was a big win. You thought you'd come out and play well.
I thought they would, too.
Shit the bed.
I took them in a parlay. Of course I thought they would come out and play well.
What did they score, 14 points in the second quarter last night?
11.
Great.
Smoke.
I thought Melo had a great quote the other day, and I got to agree with him when he said, when we lose, it's all me. When we win, it's the team.
Right.
It's absolutely true.
Right. It's absolutely
I've been
true.
A victim of doing that to him.
It's hard to do this to a guy that before last night, I really don't remember what he did last night, but I'm sure he had 25 points. The last two nights, guys had 57 points and 26 rebounds.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want from this man?
Derrick Rose, you know,
Derrick Rose is a turnover machine.
Steve had sent out a stat when Derrick Rose takes
more than 20 shots,
yeah,
I think it
we're
was.
We're 1-12 or something
we're
like that.
We're 1-12.
I mean, that's crazy.
Well, that's also Melo distributing what everybody wanted, you know, what everybody thought, hey, Carmelo Anthony, assist more. Give me more assists. And Linda, give me Carmelo Anthony's stats for the season, please. We tried this before.
What a treat, though, to watch Porzingis. I'm like an 11-year-old.
It's great.
What a treat to watch Porzingis go against the Greek freak. That's going to be good for a long time.
What do you got for me, Linda? Silence.
In 36 games, he's averaged 22.1 points.
Yeah.
And 3.2 assists.
And rebounds, Linda. I need rebounds.
6.1.
Okay.
All right.
I mean.
Good.
But this is good, what happens.
Great. I mean,
this is what happens when you put three other guys near him. I mean, he's not going to be caught. And everybody wants 35 points and I Carmelo Anthony again. But you didn't want it when he was 35 points and I Carmelo Anthony. So the fact is, this guy can't win and George Karl should die.
That's it.
I think the
Knicks are going to be sellers at the deadline, by the way.
Our defense.
Don't say our defense. Right. No defense.
It really comes down to three people really playing defense on this team are Kristaps Porzingis, Courtney Lee, and surprisingly, Carmelo Anthony.
And Phil Jackson.
Yeah,
he's defending everything he does.
He defended Jeannie Buss from the altar.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Now I think the Knicks are primed for a run.
I do. I really do.
Yeah.
I really think that means, hey, stop trying to recruit me back to L.A. Stop trying to get, I'm trying to do things with this organization. I do think Phil's gone once his contract is up, which I think is 2 years.
Yeah, but he's old enough to be like, I think I can retire.
He's 280 years old.
I mean,
the guy's hips don't work.
He's cryogenically frozen.
He's got one hip.
The guy retired. Don't take it personal, is what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm taking it a little personal.
You take everything personal.
Of course, I do. Well, what am I supposed to? I don't know. Linda, talk again.
I'm talking. Okay. There we go.
Now you talk.
Hello.
Okay.
Can nobody hear me?
Now talk again.
There we go.
Yeah, okay.
Now we're good.
1, 3, and 4.
So nobody could hear anything we were saying?
It was low.
And everyone just heard Joe.
Yeah.
Welcome to my life.
That's your choice.
Isn't that all you need, folks? You need a daily dose of me, the Italian Jewish stallion.
Broken down Cadillac.
Clearly, there hasn't been a lot of sports the past 2 weeks. We're trying, though.
Noah, he's stinky.
Over his last 10 games, averaging 11 and 11.
Sure.
It's a radio show now.
You feel it? You feel radio?
I hear it now.
I think the Knicks are going to move him, and I think Kylo Quinn becomes your starter for the rest of the year.
You can't move him because of the contract. No one
Somebody
is taking
take that.
No, they who? Take. Give me one team that is stupid enough. Stupid. Maybe the Brooklyn Nets. That is the only team.
Well, they don't need him.
Why? Brook Lopez is broken down. He's done.
I would take Brook Lopez in a heartbeat.
Well, I would let that heart stop if I were you. I don't want Brook Lopez
at
all. He's soft.
What about a Norlands Noel?
Well, I would take his brother Nerlens Noel instead of Norlands Noel.
Nerlens.
Nerlens.
Yeah.
But no, they're not going to make that trade.
Joel Embiid?
Yeah. Why'd you get Larry Bird back in uniform too and Robert Parrish and all those boys? No, you're not going to move Noah. They're going to move Lance Thomas. They need to move Lance. He sucks.
He stinks.
And Brandon Jennings.
Great steal by Lance Thomas the other night to set up that.
I saw that. That was
lead.
That's
good.
Brandon Jennings.
Stinks.
We were all excited. Lied to.
Yeah.
We were just lied to again about a backup point guard. It's like Jose. Hey, maybe Jose Calderon's got something left. Hey, maybe Sasha Vujicic's got something left. Brandon Jennings is not old, though. He's, 29, 30? It's like. Yeah. He doesn't care. But J.R. Smith, and I criticize J.R. Smith. And I criticize J.R. Smith till the end of my life. That guy, at least when he was in a game with you. Brandon Jennings, I just feel like it's the Brandon Jennings team. He should be playing in Italy. Like, really, he should be playing in Italy.
He's not worthy.
You don't think he's worthy of Italy? Not for AC Milan? Send him to
the Scandinavian basketball league.
You play for Feyenoord, maybe?
So the Knicks suck.
This is a losing streak. This was interesting.
Against what are the Pacers? 20-17, something like that?
Oh, they got a better record than that.
No.
They're 5 or 6 games over.
No.
Linda?
Pacers are 20-18.
20-18.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, excuse me.
No, excuse you.
Excuse me.
Goodbye.
Yeah, no, please. I've been waiting. But doesn't it show two games over versus terminated now?
On Tuesday, I'm going to have big things to say, very big things, and you're going to find them out bigly.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That last week.
Yeah, last week he said.
This past Tuesday and Wednesday.
Wednesday, I have big things to tell you. There are going to be big things that happen, and only I know about them. And Wednesday came and went.
We are now at Sunday.
For those of you who don't know, my cell phone broke. So I've had no phone for 2 days.
Yeah.
So if you think I'm ignoring you, well I probably am.
It's Thursday, so you could have known what happened last week.
That's true. But yeah. I've not been on my phone much. So I don't know. Who won the presidency?
Dewey.
Don't worry about it.
Dewey beat Eisenhower. Truman, I'm sorry.
So the Knicks are what, 2 or 3 games under?
Oh,
and the
no,
Pacers are 2 games over?
No, Knicks are 4 games under.
They're 4 games under?
I think so.
17 and 20.
Okay,
so
3 games
2
under.
Or 3 games under.
Okay.
Very good.
Very good.
Pacers, thank you. 2 yeah. games over. So what a difference. What a difference 5 wins makes, though, in the way these teams play.
I think it's like a game and a half separates 9th and 5th.
Crazy.
And a game and a half separates 9th and 13th. The East is wide open. This is why I'm saying the Knicks don't stink. Basketball is sort of having a down year all around. The West, the Kings are in 8th.
What? Why does that matter?
Well, it matters because
why does that matter?
If this was 3 years ago, the Knicks would be in last.
No, sure, sure.
But it does. It's sick. Basketball is cyclical.
But don't look at the standings. Just look at the play of the team. They stink.
I don't think they stink.
What means stink to
Philadelphia
you?
And the Nets.
17 and 65 means stink.
Oh.
9 and 25
I'd go
stinks.
Awful.
Yeah.
I'd go awful.
Yeah, yeah. Not,
Knicks
the Nets,
a little stink.
The Nets are stink.
8 and 27.
The Nets are 8
and
27.
That stinks.
And they don't even have their pick this year. The Celtics do. That Kevin Garnett trade.
And they don't need it.
No, and they're going to have a great pick this year. What do you want? What do you
Why
want?
Don't
Steve,
you just call.
What'd he say?
I don't know. Got my phone on lock. He's annoying me. Kings are not in 8th, 9th. Oh, excuse me. They were in 8th yesterday.
This is why
we need you to call. If you're going to
call in.
Do you remember the number? 718-928-9732.
718-928-9732.
We're gonna get to the delusion of the big blue in a second, but I want to stay on the blue and orange for 1 minute with the Knicks. See, I don't think... It's not Joakim Noah, and it's not Carmelo Anthony. It's not necessarily Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose did cost you that Bucks game the other night, though, with that fucking shitty turnover. That was... how close do you have to be to the line, man? You have to be standing on... stand out of bounds then.
But then in the two-minute report...
Yeah, they said...
Yeah, was fucked up.
Well, they said Giannis, that was a 5-second violation.
Which it was. That was clear.
Which it was, but he's great.
Yeah, he's great.
Great players don't get those calls called on them. But also, when's the last time you saw the NBA call a 5-second violation ever?
Especially on the last play of the game. I understand that, but I'm just saying,
it
could have gone the other way.
You know what? I agree with Kevin Durant about the 2-minute report. I don't want it.
I don't either.
I don't want it.
I don't either. It just angers people.
It's like, oh, you mean I should have won 4 more games last year? You mean I missed the playoffs by 2 games and I should have won 4.
It should be internally circulated for the NBA,
but I don't
want to see it.
It should go through officials only.
That's right.
To see what you fucked up. It shouldn't be released to the public. And while I dislike Kevin Durant for doing what he did, I agree with him on this sentiment. You can't have that. It's ridiculous.
What was the name of the referee, Steve's cousin, who was betting on the basketball game?
Tim Donaghy. Oh, Ruben gave Monty McCutcheon a hat the other day at Park Slope.
Very nice.
Shout out to Monty McCutcheon for wearing some Gorin. You fucked the Knicks a couple times, Monty. What's that about?
Hey, how about you hear the guy who sounds like me on the Bucks, Brogdon?
Oh, Malcolm Brogdon?
Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah. He looks like you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he does.
Looks
just like you. He's a little thinner.
He sucks.
But he's not bad.
He's just a rebounder. I don't think he's got a good shot.
At this point, I'd take a rebounder.
Well, yeah. For trade purposes, what they were talking about, they want to bolster their defense. I don't know what defense is the whole thing. They want to bolster their defense, but they're talking about guys that like P.J. Tucker. I don't want that person. That guy's a minutes eater. He's going to take minutes away from Willie Hernan Gomez, and I don't want that. So you have to figure out who you're going to trade on this team. Lance Thomas got to go.
The true trade bait really is Derrick Rose.
Only because he's got...
expiring contract.
Expiring contract. But what are you going to get for him right now?
Third round pick.
Yeah. 7th round pick in the NFL draft. No, but really, I mean, the best you could get for him is another cast-off point guard like Rondo.
And you don't want Rondo.
I don't want Rondo.
Nobody wants Rondo.
He's a disease.
He
We wanted Rondo. Yeah, I did want Rondo.
I did not want Rondo.
At one time when he played for the Celtics, he was like one of the five best point guards in basketball.
He was
who knew he was going to be out of his mind?
He's a nutcase.
Clearly, but who knew that that was going to continue in this way that he doesn't even play? He can't get on the fucking floor for the Kings. That's how nuts you are.
Nobody likes him. That's insane.
This guy's got an NBA ring and averaged, I think he averaged a double-double a couple of years in a row. Could you look that up?
He's playing Jimmer Fredette in minutes now.
Yeah, you know? Jimmer Fredette is playing, I think he's in China.
He's in China. He's lighting it up.
Jimmer's wearing Starberries and Starberry's wearing Fredettes. So
Steve calling? Is that where we're in?
No, I don't think Steve's ever going to
call. Phones.
Steve
doesn't
have a phone in Seattle.
They stole the phones.
Seattle has no landline. Anyway, I just think with the Knicks that also, you want to fire somebody? Fire Kurt Rambis. I'm just sick of seeing him. He's too big for a chair. That's what really annoys me about Kurt Rambis. Man's too big for chairs. Why are you even sitting next to Jeff Hornacek? You make him look like a shrimp. I don't want my coach looking like a shrimp. Jeff Hornacek also, I don't know if you saw it last night, he inbounded a ball and crossed somebody over in a suit.
Did anybody see that?
Lynn, did you see that?
I did not see that.
Oh, man, he like crossed the referee over in a suit.
You guys should see the move Joe just did.
It was a stanky leg and a
Jackie
crossover.
Gleason's autistic stunt double here. Well,
I don't know what's going on over there.
It was a good. If I had a basketball, you would have understood that. I can't cross anybody over. But
you need a basketball to show that?
I need a cane.
Did you see Noah steal the ball from the referee the other night and inbound it?
Jason
Kidd should have gotten teed up, by the way.
I agree with that.
Come on.
I agree with that.
Stop it.
He's such a dickhead.
I
mean, he was a good...
Bump me. Remember with the soda when he had somebody bump me?
Bump my soda. He was a great one. Five greatest point guards ever. But you're a dickhead, man. Yeah. And he looks sort of like a dickhead, too. Like, he's like a...
You mean like a literal dickhead?
No. I mean like he's going to sell you a used car after the game, you know? Like his shirt doesn't really match his pants and he's not really sure.
The kind of guy
this has got wheels here, you know?
He cuts hair and sells watches?
Yeah. he cuts hair, he makes gyros, he sells watches, he cracks your back, and he's got a used car. And the odometer's in Russian.
And his wife came with papers.
Yeah, his wife came in a box.
Before we get to the Giants, because we want to really salivate that.
Oh, we're gonna
let's
salivate.
Get to Woody Johnson. And Woody Johnson,
the ocean comment.
That's very funny. I gotta give him credit for that.
You gotta give that man credit.
I gotta give
him
credit for that. That's very good. Let's set the scene.
I promised Steve I would not talk about the Jets, but okay.
Christian Hackenberg
sucks.
They're asking him about Hackenberg.
Sucks.
And the report was that Christian Hackenberg could not hit an ocean.
Yeah.
And to wit, Woody Johnson said this. Woody Johnson said maybe it was a small ocean.
Okay.
Very funny. Very good.
Yeah.
Except you drafted him.
I want him dead.
Yeah.
I want Woody Johnson to go away. Go to London. Go. Okay.
Oh, Woody Johnson.
Yeah. There you go.
You're
go.
Did somebody order an Irishman?
Tony Truth.
Wow, Will Smith.
Yes. Steve, you're on the air.
Go ahead, Steve.
How's it going, fellas?
How is Seattle?
Listener, first time caller.
Shut up. How is Seattle?
it's a cool town, man. I think you would really appreciate it. You come out.
Okay.
It's got little shops and, you know, we get the Gorn brothers here. You can transfer.
I'm not going to live there. You want me to live there already? I mean, I booked a flight, but apparently Chapa Canese, you know, the Brazilian soccer team, they booked the same flight and never got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good riddance. But anyway.
Oh, dear.
when I heard Christian Hackenberg, I was like,
little peeny got hurt.
Talking about the Jets, even though Joe said he wouldn't.
Well, I brought it up because what a Woody Johnson comment.
Yeah, that was a funny comment. That was very funny. But you know what? It's not really that funny.
That's right.
Like, the fact that you can joke about his quarterback fucking sucking, I mean, he can catch himself because he's a billionaire. This is not his main source of income. Honestly, I don't really think
baby magic is.
Even if he like left.
Johnson and Johnson, baby magic.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's where his. This is just a fucking hobby for him. So, I mean, the fact that Christian Hackenberg, we picked him the second round. Like, that's why I don't have a lot of faith in the draft.
So, do you want the Jets to go 2-14 next year, or do you want them to go 10-6.
2-14.
I don't even think it matters because, number one, if they go 10-6, they're not going to make the playoffs. And if they go 2-14, they're not going to, select the right guy. So it's sort of this weird, area that the football fan base is in. Like, unless we get the number one pick, and the number one pick is a quarterback that's going to be a stud, then we're not going to get one.
Steve has been doing his research. Steve's been sitting on his milk crate,
Trubisky.
His milk crate, and his card table has for furniture right now.
His knight of cups, and his emperor of swords tarot card came out and said Trubisky.
Yeah, Steve, would you draft Deshaun Watson?
No.
Why?
I would not.
Why?
After doing a little bit more, I think he's incredibly inconsistent. He has thrown 30 interceptions in the last 2 years in college. He doesn't have a very good deep ball. He's 6'2", so he's right on the cusp of quarterback size. I would probably stay away from him, even if he does well tomorrow.
Steve, what
the national championship? I think he's a college stuffer.
What don't I want as a quarterback?
Well,
No. Wait a minute. I want a pocket quarterback. I don't want a guy that runs out of the pocket ever.
You want a statue?
I want a statue. I want Richard Todd.
You want an Eli Manning?
I'll have to do that.
What'd you say?
I said, with our offensive line, we'll probably need someone to do that. But I do like Kaiser, though. I do like that Notre Dame quarterback. I know it doesn't fit
the mold. Had a bad year, though, didn't
I think
it?
He's pretty good. He's like 6'5". He's fucking fast. And, he's a little bit of a project, but not nowhere near as Christian Hackenberg came to the run.
Was Notre Dame's year bad because of him or because of their defense?
No. His team around him wasn't great. His defense fucking sucked. And if you look at this draft, there's literally no one else, even in the top fucking 100, coming out of Notre Dame besides him. So he's got skill. He threw the news thing here. He threw to Torrey Hunter Jr. So that was his wide receiver.
Well, there you go.
Torrey Hunter's kid.
Does the injury to Jabril Peppers seriously hurt his draft stock?
I think so.
I think so. And also because he's a hybrid guy. Like, if you remember Tyrann Mathieu, he was picked in the third round. Deion Buchanan, he was picked in like the second or third round. Those guys are hard to draft because they can really not work out for you. Those guys did work out, those hybrids, but sometimes you don't want to bust on a first round pick. I mean, he looks great in college. The thing why I would take Jabril Peppers is because if you're a safety and you're in the conversation for Heisman, usually you're an all-world type of player. If you're a quarterback and you're Heisman, there's no guarantee in the NFL.
So now
you can just like fuck things up in college and not in the NFL.
Yeah. So now that we have the sixth pick, would you trade up, trade down, or keep the pick and try to – because you're not going to get a quarterback with six. Six is just not a place to get a quarterback unless nobody knows about this Trubisky kid, which seems unlikely. So would you keep the pick, trade it up, or trade it down? Because chances are you're going to suck next year anyway.
Trade it down, right?
That's true. That's why I don't think I would trade up.
Trade it down.
I mean, Trubisky's good, but he's a first-year starter this year.
Right.
So he doesn't have that much experience. Kaiser, but here's the thing. We pick six, three teams above us need quarterbacks.
Right.
Now, I don't know necessarily if they'll pick those quarterbacks. They might go best player available. But basically, there's a chance we're not going to get Deshaun Kaiser. There's a chance that Watson might fall. There's a chance that we might take him. And there's a chance that he might fucking suck for us. But I would take the best player available at six. Or try to trade down.
Let me also.
There's a lot of quarterback.
Yeah. Let me also ask this question. Now, backups are aplenty in the NFL that guys aren't starting right away. So, would you make the trade? And I personally would do this: a first this year, a second next year, and a fourth or fifth the year after for Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, that's
a lot. That's a lot.
That's what that's the asking price.
That's a lot.
I don't know if he's the answer. Here's the thing. Anybody that seems to be on the Patriots always seems to be the answer.
Until they leave.
Anybody else that gets them after the Patriots,
yeah,
they never pan out.
Matt Castle.
They know when to leave.
Yeah.
They know when to leave players. They know when to be like, oh, you know, you've used your, you know, we appreciate you, but, you know, find your own way after this. And eventually, any time they sign like a big deal somewhere or they traded somewhere, they never fucking work. What happened to Jamie Collins?
Yeah.
Is there anything about him after they traded him this year? Nothing.
Chandler Jones has still been good for the, I believe, the Cardinals. He's still been good for the Cardinals, though.
And we can't forget Darrell Revis. He really turned it on.
Well, they didn't trade him.
You know, he really turned it on after his Patriots career.
Well, we can always talk about Darrell Revis being the money-hungry pig fuck that he is. And we all know he's a money-hungry pig fuck, and he's been this way forever. You know, he wanted to go to the Patriots to get his ring and then came back here and, you know, boatloaded us with just tons and tons of money.
Yeah, but I mean, we made the deal that we thought was right at the time, and we all celebrated it. But the fact is, we didn't expect, I'm sure the Patriots did, that he was going to fall off within 2 years.
Yeah.
We probably thought we had another year or two, which would have worked out, but now it's not. I would take the best cornerback available at six.
Okay.
If I had the chance.
Quarterback or cornerback?
Cornerback.
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 Corner. CD.
Gotcha.
CD. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's deep. There's a lot of good cornerbacks in this draft.
That's my theory works in drafting. 1 through 3, you take a quarterback. 1 through 5, it's up to you. Quarterback, wide receiver. If you're out of 5, wide receiver, cornerback, offensive lineman, defensive lineman. That's
no running backs till the second round.
It's hard. It's only because Gurley. He hit the sophomore slump this year, that motherfucker.
Yep.
And Ezekiel Elliott, I don't think is going to have any type of slump. No. I just don't.
All planet.
Mm-hmm. All planet, all world. Do I believe we should?
Well, Elliott also has a great offensive line.
For sure.
If Fournette came here, if we drafted Fournette, he would get hurt.
I don't want Fournette. I also don't like the way he runs. You know who he reminds me of? Jerome Bettis.
Oh. The bus.
I don't like that style of runner. Who's not necessarily? He might be fast in college, not in the NFL. He's not going to be fast in the NFL. I think he's going to go in the second or third round, Fournette. Don't you?
Second round.
I think late first round.
Late first round.
Definitely not going to the third round.
Dalvin Cook is the good to know.
Yeah. Michigan State.
Watch him.
Is he from Michigan State?
He's going to be fucking good.
Steve, is he from Michigan State?
I wouldn't draft a running back because I like Bilal Powell.
Just like the good old days.
Well.
Yeah, nobody listens.
Yeah.
Is he from Michigan State, Steve? Dalvin Cook?
Yes.
Okay.
Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, is he from Michigan State?
Yeah.
Oh, I've had enough of this. Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
So, good to have Steve back in the saddle for a bit.
Yeah. What is it, 8:30 over there? You can't fucking wake up? Have some Pike Place roast coffee, you fuck.
So, actually, let's use the Patriots as an interesting segue to Steve Smith. Because Steve Smith said something that was interesting. He said, there was nothing more disheartening than playing against the Patriots and looking over to the sideline knowing that they knew the route I was going to run.
Yeah.
He said it was one of the most frustrating things to play the Patriots, that they would call out the play he was about to run. And then he would be like, please, Joe, don't throw this ball. And Flacco would throw it.
That's Matt Patricia. The greatness of Matt Patricia, who when...
Well, yes, as an extension of Belichick.
Wait a minute. You don't think Matt Patricia goes somewhere, he's going to be a great head coach?
I know you got a Patricia boner right now.
I like him a lot, but I don't know. I thought about it. He's a defensive-minded coach. We need to get away from that.
Yeah.
We need offensive-minded people, which is why I said, hey, throw all the money in the world at Jack Del Rio when you had the chance.
It'd be a good pick.
But back to Steve Smith. Steve Smith retired this past week, ending a 15-year career, and ends with something like 14,000. Linda, look up Steve Smith's stats.
Oh.
14,000.
I was working on reservations.
Okay. That's fine. Indian reservations? Yeah. 14,700.
Well, when contract time comes around, I'm going to have a stern talking to this one. Yeah.
The union's going to hear about this.
Exactly.
Steve Smith, his career numbers.
I don't you guys are talking about college people. In
it. No, we're not talking. No, we're talking about Steve Smith.
You were just.
We're talking about, the Jets.
We're talking about Steve going to college.
People. Yeah.
So what are we doing, Steve Smith?
Steve Smith's career stats. I think something like 14,780 yards.
I can feel this is one of those moments where she's about to hand me the iPad so she so she can tend other things.
Yeah.
He has 5 touchdowns
in his career. That's pretty good.
Stats, Linda.
That's.
Career.
One of the greatest wide receivers of all time. Had 5 touchdowns. Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. I was looking at the 81. 81 touchdowns.
How many yards?
14,731.
Yeah, I was close.
And then yards per game, 67.3.
Very good.
What else do you want to know?
How many catches?
In
15 years, we got to average this out.
Yeah, it's 1,031.
Wow. That's fucking amazing.
How many rebounds?
Different sport.
What about yards after catch?
Yeah, he did 14 fumbles though.
Yeah.
So what? It's a fumble a year.
Fumble a year. Yeah.
What's what about yards after catch?
Yards after catch.
Give me that.
They don't give me that.
Footballreference.com doesn't give you that?
I went to NFL.com.
Okay. Go to the enemy. Footballreference.com will give you that. I'm sure Steve Smith had an amazing yards after catch. And his retirement letter was the great. Oh, my God. Yeah. He addressed it to Roger Goodell. I just want to say, as of today, I will no longer be terrorizing defenders in the NFL. Sincerely yours, Steve Smith Sr. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I know we had Randy Moss. And Randy Moss was before Steve Smith and played maybe the same amount of years. I know we had Terrell Owens. And I know we had Chris Carter and all those guys. Steve Smith's not the greatest wide receiver I've ever seen. That goes to Randy Moss.
Sure.
I've never seen anybody do what Randy Moss did. I was too young for Jerry Rice, the great Jerry Rice years. Steve Smith is in my top 5 greatest wide receivers of all time. He's 5'7". That's 5'7".
He's 5'7"?
5'7".
No.
Yes. He says 5'7" and 3/4", but he's 5'7". He's listed at 5'7".
He's listed as 5'9" here. He's still 5'9".
I think he said 5'7" and 3/4".
According to ProFootballReference.com, he's 5'9".
Great. Even if he's 5'9", it's very small.
Still small.
It's very small. You're going against guys that are 6'2", 6'3". Steve Smith was blazing fast. Blazing fast. And he made bum-ass quarterbacks like Jake Delhomme look really, really good.
Wow, Jake Delhomme, yeah.
I mean, he made guys that stunk. Derek Anderson, Jake Delhomme, Cam for a couple years.
I always loved taking Steve Smith in fantasy. He was always going to put up numbers.
Yeah. I took him 1 year. I took him on his down year. Well, he got injured. The year he got two years ago, last year, he got injured and he was out for most of the year. And he knew he'd be back. That's something he said. He tore his ACL or broke his leg or something really, really horrific. And the first thing he said is, I knew I'd be back. I'd have one more year. I don't want to go out like this.
Hall of Famer.
First ballot.
Yeah.
Never had a ring. Should have had a ring.
Panther.
Raven. He goes in as a Panther, most likely.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, he goes in as a Panther, most likely.
He spent most of his time there.
I think he spent 11 years there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the best to ever do it. I thank him for what I watched him numerous times torch many, many of our cornerbacks.
Also, just a good guy, a fun interview to watch, you know. Again, my favorite of all time is him and Aqib Talib when they were just going at
ice
it.
Ice up, son.
Yeah, when they said, how come, what happened to you and Talib? He said, I don't know, you'll have to ask him. He didn't finish the game.
Yeah.
Ice up, son.
Yeah.
Ice up.
There was great. Another great quote is, I'm 35 years old and I run around these youngins like they were schoolyard kids. It's fucking amazing.
Great.
Just one of the great pitchmen, promo men in the NFL. Also something he said, I was watching First Take and he was talking about how the first thing he's going to do is during winter break, January, when his son's home and all that, he's like, I'm going to Disney World. When kids go back to school, he's like, I'm taking my son out of school for a week, and he'll make it up at the end, but we're going to Disney World because there'll be no lines, and Steve Smith's going to ride roller coasters over and over and over again. He's like, that's fucking great, man.
What, we don't, you know, personalities like that in sports now, you don't get it.
Because it's
buttoned up.
It's buttoned up, and it's not well received by white America. Sure. That that type of personality.
Well, and look at the Richard Sherman thing, right? Remember when Richard Sherman said, "Don't you ever try to put a weak receiver like Crabtree on me?" And everyone was freaking out
because they don't want a strong black man. That's what they don't want. No. They just don't want it. And even recently, when people perceived Richard Sherman to be out of line, but when he said, "I would take I'll take that reporter's job, have his job," he asked him a couple stupid fucking questions, man. If you listen to the questions that this dickhead asked Richard Sherman, he's like, "Why do you even have a job? You know what the fuck? I'll take your fucking job.
I'm gonna have your job, shithead."
Yeah, I mean, listen, the reason I love Lebatard, and not a lot of people do love Lebatard, is because Lebatard, I tell you, America is just full of fucking racists. And the same thing that happened, he was talking about Bomani Jones. Something happened with Bomani Jones where, I don't know if you heard about this, with the Drake Crowder incident. Did you hear about this? So the Jazz were playing the Celtics at Boston Garden, at 2D Garden. And Jay Crowder is a free agent at the end of this year. And Gordon Hayward's a free agent at the end of this year. And the Boston Celtics fans were chanting, "We want Hayward."
Oh, I did see this. Yeah.
And Jay Crowder got
pissed,
mad. He got really pissed. And while, listen, I'm black and white aside, Gordon Hayward's better than Jay Crowder.
Sure.
Just aside. Not defensively, but offensively. And Bomani Jones said, you know, white, they want the white guy. That's what they want. And he didn't go into it. But Lebatard on his show said, "Bomani has to deal with it, everything." I'm going to say it. Boston is one of the most racist places I've ever been in my entire life. And Stu Gotch tried to, like, stop him. He's like, "Dan, I lived in Boston. You know, there's a certain mentality." He goes, "Yeah, white racism." And they cut to break. But I think that
Lebatard's trying to get off the air for a little bit.
I don't think he really wants to be on the air anymore.
No, I'm not. I think he just wants to get a...
angling for a vacation?
Yeah, he wants a vacation. Paid or unpaid, he doesn't care.
Also, something that was very interesting in that is that Brad Stevens, the coach of the...
great coach.
Celtics, he said Jay Crowder shouldn't have commented on Twitter, which I totally disagree with. Man, if I'm on your team... and you're doing that, I'm going to be pissed off.
But that's what I mean about the personalities now. As coaching, you shouldn't have said anything. Why? Say something. Why not? Do you have the right as an athlete to say anything you want? Comment on it.
That's why I hate George Karl, but I respect his position. I respect his position for having the balls to comment and say these things. Melo took the high road by not talking back. But you look at it.
Melo can't deal with that kind of shit and play.
He wants it to just go away.
And it did. It did for the most part. But Boogie Cousins just said that, fuck that white. Boogie don't care.
No, and apparently they're going to offer him a $200 million contract coming up.
Don't waste your life there.
Well, he said his jersey is going to be retired there, is what he said.
It could be retired there right now.
Sure.
After just, 4 years of being there, he's probably the best center they've had since Vlade Divac.
I think the Kings are in, 30th, Steve?
They're in 30th in the Lingerie League. All right.
All right.
Let's do it.
Sure. Big day today.
Big day.
Big day.
The reckoning is upon us.
So, okay. Let's not just go win-loss here. Okay? Mm-hmm.
We have all the stats. Yeah. I told Linda to do... Give me the Giants schedule that they had this entire season.
Damn it. And I queued up the Packers first.
All right. No, go to the Giants first.
Okay.
Give me the Giants schedule. Hold on. And I wanna know how the scores.
We've done this.
No, I wanna know the scores.
All right.
Let's do it again.
6 points, 3 points.
I wanna know what they scored.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Giants, Cowboys, 2019 Giants.
Mm-hmm. 20.
Giants, Saints. Giants, 16-13.
16.
Now, hold on.
No.
Okay.
No.
But, okay.
No.
Okay. We're going to dissect this in a different way. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Redskins, Giants. Redskins, 29-27.
27. Okay. Over 20.
Vikings, Giants. Vikings win this 24-10.
10.
Giants, Packers. Packers win it 23-16.
Mm-hmm.
I think Eli threw a pick in that game.
Yeah. Where was that game?
That was at Packers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ravens at Giants. Giants win 27-23.
Okay.
Giants at Rams. Giants win 17-10.
Okay.
Eagles at Giants. Giants win 28-23.
Okay.
Your point is falling apart.
No, it's not.
It is.
Okay. They score 20 or over every third week. Go ahead.
Bengals at Giants. Giants 21-20.
Again. Okay. There you go again.
Great. They won that on a last-second field goal.
Giants at, I mean, Bears at Giants. Giants win 22-16.
Again.
Good.
Over 20.
Yeah, that team's picking third in the draft.
Here we go again.
Go ahead.
Well, it's the Browns. Giants at Browns, 27-13.
Okay. There you go again.
Hey, we hung 30 on the Browns. Don't worry about it.
Go ahead. You want to keep doing this?
Giants at Steelers, 24-14.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers won that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cowboys at Giants. Giants win 10-7.
Keep going.
Lions at Giants, 17-16.
Keep going.
17-6.
17-6,
yeah.
By the way.
Keep going. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Giants at Eagles, 24-19.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad loss.
Yeah.
And then Giants at Redskins, 19-10.
You haven't scored 20 in 5 weeks. And you didn't score 20 in Green Bay, and you're not going to score 20 in Green Bay. You have to score 20 to even have a chance in the playoffs. That's been shown by yesterday's two games.
But I can do the same thing.
Go ahead.
We can go back.
Oh, great.
And look at how many points the opposition is scoring.
More.
Because the defense.
More.
What are you talking about?
More than 20. Okay. It's about the Packers now.
I got you.
And go to Eli Manning's stats in that game and go to Aaron Rodgers' stats
Taking out car loans.
Oh, my goodness.
No, go ahead. And now, you know what? Before that.
Oh, my
goodness. Before that. Give me the Packers' whole schedule.
The Packers. Tell me about the Giants' defense. You think the Giants' defense is not going to have any say in this game whatsoever? It's only the offense.
Well, their front line is going to have a say in the game, but the Packers have no rushing attack. Jordy Nelson's having a career year. Devontae Adams is their number one. Randall Cobb. They got that.
I don't think Devontae Adams is their number one.
Now he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he's become their number one.
Nah.
Yes.
I bet he doesn't even have 5 touchdowns.
Oh. I'll take that bet. Yeah. I'll take that bet.
So what are we doing now?
I know we had 3 in one game. Go ahead. How many touchdowns does Devontae Adams have this year? How many touchdowns?
The Giants secondary.
Yeah.
Is great.
Oh yeah?
It's great.
You're giving up a lot of points.
Great.
There. I see a lot of points.
What are you talking about?
High 20s.
You can count on one hand the amount of high 20 games the Giants have given up.
That's 5 of 16. Okay, fine. But yeah, one of those teams you're playing today.
The final was, I think, 23-16.
That's 20.
That's.
If you don't score.
Arguing with you is like having sex in a revolving door.
That's.
It doesn't work.
Listen, let me tell you this.
And you get no pleasure out of it.
That's fine. But everybody sees. Everybody sees in the rough. You gotta see out the door.
I thought everyone sees you having sex. That's weird.
Have you been to that apartment?
There is a live stream.
Jesus Christ.
Tell me about this game
today. What are we doing with Devontae Adams?
How many touchdowns did he have this year?
12.
Like I said, he'd have at least 12. He's not their number one, though.
How many did Jordy Nelson have, Linda?
Oh, my Lord.
Whoever has more touchdowns, that's your number one. That's your number one.
Why are we being so quiet?
Well, we're waiting.
I'm just trying to figure out how you're going to spell Jordy Nelson's name.
It comes up. It works.
It's true.
How many do you have?
It's a slow internet.
No, it's not.
14.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you that.
So he's their number one.
1 and 1A.
Yeah, exactly.
1 and 1A. But really.
How do you feel about gravity? You believe in it?
It's flat. Yeah. Listen.
Bigly.
You have to score 20 points in the playoffs to win.
Sure.
You have to.
Yep.
And the Giants cannot score. I know they can't score 20 in Green Bay.
Do this for me.
Eli Manning's scared of Green Bay.
Can you do this for me among
your
other
tests? What's Eli Manning's
tests?
Career record in Green Bay?
2-0 in the playoffs, baby.
No.
Because that's an important stat. You can't disregard
that as a
stat.
Was Aaron Rodgers was hurt?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Pretty positive.
Aaron Rodgers played both years.
Okay. What's Eli Manning's
record? Wait a minute.
Are you
disregarding a 2-0 record at Lambeau in the playoffs?
Are you disregarding that we got to the AFC Championship twice like everybody else does?
No. What are you? That's apples to oranges. We're back.
Great show. Yes. Great show. I heard big things about that. That show will be premiering in West Palm Beach at my hotel in West Palm Beach where we will be throwing people out of the windows. Bigly, truth, nasty woman.
We'll be announcing it this evening.
We'll be announcing on Wednesday at the times of that show, you nasty bitch.
I would love, you know what? One of your side tasks, if you can at some point, can you add up the amount of times the Giants scored 20 this year and then kept the opponent under 20? Is that something?
Oh, she can. That's a lot of things.
Multi-level. I'm scaffolding now.
Yeah. You're building a house of matchsticks, my friend.
Well, he scored over 20 16 times.
So you do you think this is going to be this is lambs to the slaughter today, or
no.
do you think it's going to be close?
I don't think it's going to be close. I don't think it's lambs to the slaughter. I think it's 27-13.
27-13?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think the Giants score more than one touchdown. A touchdown and two field goals.
On the strength of what Green Bay defense are you?
Well, I mean the Green Bay defense that held them under 20.
No doubt. No right. doubt. That's yeah.
So I mean, this is a different year, and this is also this is the same Eli Manning. This is the same guy, same shit quarterback. He's always been.
Now there, is, Eli. If we bring up his postseason numbers, he's phenomenal in the postseason.
That's great.
That's great. But you can't disregard facts, Trump.
I'm talking about today.
Yeah, no, I got you.
I'm talking about today. What's
Eli
gonna happen
has
today?
Look, he's maddening. He's maddening.
You want to turn on American Pickers on History Channel? You go ahead and do that. That's your business.
What are you talking about?
I like reality television, and reality is
because American
today.
Pickers is not reality television.
It's on the History Channel.
Actually, that's Eli Manning could be on American Pickers with the amount of interceptions he throws.
That's very good.
Can you hit? Thank you. Order up.
The Giants kept the opposing team under 20 in 9 games, all of which they've won. Every one that they've lost, they gave up more than 20. So the moment you give up more than 20 points, you're done.
Now, how many times did the Giants gave up less than 29 times?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's very impressive.
Okay.
Very
Ooh,
impressive.
Great. But you gave up more than 27 times and lost all of them. Bless you. It's the radio.
That's great radio. Yeah,
it's the radio. Howard Cosell used to do that all the time, and now his toupee blew off.
You know, it's important that you listen back to your show
to see what
you can improve on. Yeah, and I think that'll be a moment we can take a note of.
Three boogers out instead of two next week. Yeah. So that's very good.
I got to tell you, do I think the Giants are going to win this game? No, I don't. If it's close, the Giants can win this game if it's close.
According to ESPN's Football Power Index, Green Bay 71%.
I don't believe in that shit. That shit. The Football Power Index. Yeah, they said the Raiders even whipped Matt McGloin yesterday at a 57%.
Oh, come on. No, Matt wasn't even Matt McGloin. Matt McGloin's
out. He got hurt. He got hurt in that game.
No, McGloin's been out.
No,
didn't,
no.
What's
no,
his
no.
name start? The...
No, Connor Cook didn't start.
Oh, Connor Cook didn't.
McGloin
I didn't know that.
Started and then got hurt again. Or they pulled him out.
Let me ask you this.
But don't you feel bad for the Raiders?
I do.
That's such a shame.
I do.
Because I really
you know what?
Want
they could have had
Raiders
a run.
Cowboys
they could have had a run. If you're the Giants, let me ask you this question. Would you receive or would you defer?
Because I'm going to receive first.
Okay.
I'm going to receive. It's the playoffs.
Because here's
score
what,
points.
Well, but here's what I'm thinking is after, do you want the ball in the second half? Steve, call in. I want your opinion
on
this.
I never defer. Ever.
Here's
ever,
the thing.
Ever.
If you defer to Aaron Rodgers, right, here's the dangerous part. You go up 7-0. You could go up 7-0 on the first drive. But if you get a 3-and-out on Aaron Rodgers, that's some decent momentum. However, I would like the ball to start the second half. That's
Cook did start.
Yeah,
I know he
did.
Sorry.
I was
yeah.
Sorry. At that, yes.
I know.
Devontae Adams has 12.
He got hurt
Thank
in
you.
The Denver game. Then January
yeah, he's been
first.
Hurt. Matt McGloin. Yeah, Joe's TV.
Danny, why are you sending me pumpkins? What is that? Whales and pumpkins? Is this apples and
the
oranges?
The TV in their house shows alternate reality shows sometimes where Matt McGloin started the game yesterday.
Just,
I'll be honest
it's
with
just
you.
Drugs.
I didn't watch it. Yeah. I watched one touchdown, and I hate the Houston Texans. I really do. They don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
No.
And that scumbag doesn't deserve to win a playoff game.
Osweiler.
Yeah, it's such a shame. Also, we didn't even talk about who got fired and all that. Gary Kubiak resigned. Did you see that?
You know what?
His heart's going to explode.
He may be sick. Yeah, exactly.
Hello?
Is his heart going to explode?
Doctor, how's it going?
This is the medical examiner.
I agree with Bogdan. I think you kick it if you get it and have your defense and then get in the second half. But you know what? The Giants' defense today is going to be tested, man. It's going to be fucking 12
bombs
degrees.
Away. And it's going to be bombs away.
Are we forgetting
it's going to be tough.
So, Steve, what's your prediction today?
I think Aaron Rodgers finally gets it going, and the trend continues. And I think the Giants do lose out in big fashion. I think at least by 2 touchdowns.
That's right.
Wow.
That's what I said. Yeah.
So,
but listen, wait. He's had it going. He's been the best quarterback for the last 2 months in the NFL.
Now,
he's had it going.
Remember early in the season, Steve, when we were all watching Aaron Rodgers and we said, did you eat? Something's not right. And he had that mystified look on his face and he was frustrated.
He fixed it.
He was yelling at his teammates. He fixed it. That's the face you're going to see today. You'll see. That's that. The defense is going to frustrate him.
Okay. They have four options minimum.
Sure.
Minimum. You have two. You have two. Victor Cruz sucks.
Well, who's the two?
It's Odell Beckham Jr.
I want to know who you're thinking of. Sterling Shepard. Yeah.
Victor Cruz. But he never throws to Sterling Shepard.
Well, Victor Cruz may pull some coverage, so who knows. Here's what the Giants have to do to win, okay, because we're talking a lot about the defense. Their defense is great. They need to run the ball. If Paul Perkins can have over 100 yards today, the Giants can win this game. Paul Perkins needs to have 100 yards. Eli can't throw the ball 60 times in this game. It's a disaster.
What I've noticed, Steven, and if it back me up on this if you can, what I've noticed about Paul Perkins is when he runs up the middle, you gain nothing.
Sure.
Paul Perkins is not an elusive back in that way. It has to be a sweep, it has to be a delay, or it has to be a swing, left or right. He can't run up the middle.
You need the right scheme. You need the right scheme. Now, the thing that I'm questioning that not a lot of people, you know, do is that the fact is it is in Green Bay. It is Lambeau. I mean, Odell Beckham and Sterling Shepard, I don't know, but Odell Beckham has never, I don't think, ever played in a game that was like 13 degrees. So how is his ability going to be hampered in that regard? You know, like, because playing in that cold fucking sucks, you know, to catch the ball, to get hit, and all this, so...
We remember your college career is a tough one. He will be a masculine child.
Yeah, Steve, we all had a tough college career in Middle Village in the snow games. Remember
Middle
those?
Village State University.
Exactly. Where we knocked out Mrs. Wentworth's cable.
Elvira Pritio, if you're in a porno, call us back. All right, baby.
I think, Steve, if you're a big-time NFL wide receiver, obviously the cold is going to have some effect. That's the coaching staff's job to get him ready for that.
Like he went to LSU. He's from Florida. You know, so I'm because he's never been in this position. He's never been to the playoffs, which you know you have to keep in mind throughout this game too. Yes, Eli won back in 6 years ago in Lambeau Field.
You guys are amazing.
But he hasn't been to the playoffs since.
So sure.
That's obviously a recurring theme here.
So you know, credo is given to the fact that he's been there and done it before in Lambeau.
Also,
it's just we're just saying it doesn't count because it was 6 years ago.
Also, no.
I think it matters. It matters.
Also, how about this? Let me throw this out at you. Okay, the Giants' offensive line is absolutely putrid, and let me tell you, Julius Peppers has had a career year back with the Packers. Okay. If Julius Peppers gets to that blind side, you're going to see Eli Manning dust.
Yeah, no, and that's
in Green Bay.
Well, and that's why Perkins needs to be a big factor.
John Jerry, Flowers, Pugh, they're all bums.
Flowers a bum.
I mean, that is
Pugh is not a bum. It's I liken it to stink suck. You know, he good. Stinks. He doesn't suck.
Good, goody. All right, Steve, I'm hanging up on you.
See, nothing personal, Steve.
Everything's personal, freezing. Steve. It's very cold in
it's
here.
It's cold in here.
But that's okay. I'm okay with that. We're gonna just get to the predictions. There's only two predictions to make. The Steelers in Miami.
Getting closer every time.
Steelers in Miami are happening very, very soon, I believe. Is that right? At 1 o'clock?
They play the 11:30 game. 1 o'clock.
11:30?
No.
1 o'clock game.
What do you think of that game? I tell you. I got a little honey here for you.
Oh, come on.
Oh, by the way, kids, I want everyone.
I want our
listeners to know. I won my Pick'em League, by the way. I don't know if I told you. I won the Pick'em League.
Yeah, you did tell me.
I told you that.
And he also beat Eamon McGrath.
That's true.
With the sneaky, sly doings of his slimy Irish son.
That's right.
How dare you?
Yeah, Steve was...
Northern Ireland is crying today.
Yeah, Steve was trying to hamstring me and pick his father's team.
Pick up Bilal Powell.
But I beat him.
Yeah. All right.
Dolphins at Steelers. It's the 105 game. Pittsburgh gives 11.5.
Wow. That's got to be one of the biggest playoff spreads ever.
So if you were betting the spread, obviously I would.
I still think the Steelers.
You would take the Steelers?
I do. I think the Dolphins are going to run into a brick wall known as Ryan Shazier
today.
Well,
they don't, and they also don't have, what's his name, Tannehill, right?
That's better.
No, Matt Moore's all right. Matt Moore's been all right.
Matt Moore is...
I think Tannehill and Matt Moore are pretty even.
No.
I really do.
No. Tannehill's a slight bit better. a slight bit better. Matt Moore, he kind of sucks, but he can throw 50 yards.
The Dolphins, I think, are 9-2 in their last, you know, what is that, 11 games?
That'd be 11.
That's 11
games.
9
plus 2.
The Dolphins
still
are
equals
probably
11.
One of the hottest teams in the NFL right now.
Great.
Jay
Antonio
Ajayi,
Brown,
Bell. Listen, do you realize this is the first playoff game that Roethlisberger, Bell, and Brown are all playing in together? That's nuts.
Really?
It's the first time. It's the first time.
I think
somebody's always been hurt.
And they're in Pittsburgh, right?
They're in Pittsburgh.
Steelers are going to handle them.
You think so?
I think
handily.
Handily. I mean handily.
Yeah.
I would go so far as to say, I'll go 34-10.
I mean, the Dolphins have some mean boys on defense too.
I got
they,
you.
If they get to Ben, this game, the complexion of this game
but
is going
to
change
very
quickly.
There's Le'Veon right there.
No, I get that. I get that.
And that's an important thing. Really, the big weapon on the Dolphins is Jay Ajayi.
Sure.
That's at the moment. Their defense is very good. Nobody's going to deny how good their defense is. Their secondary is questionable, and that's where they're going to be beat. That's where they're going to be beat.
We'll see. I don't think this game is a blowout at all.
I don't think it's a good – these playoff games so far just stink. And then the Giants and Packers, I got it going
let me give my –
24-10.
On the Dolphins game – I'm going to go a little nuts here. I'm going to go 27-24 Miami.
Wow.
That's to you, Ruben.
Ridiculous.
That's to you, Princess.
Ruben's working. He's not listening. He hasn't watched one Dolphin game this year.
Well,
maybe he keeps it that way and they'll do a little, they'll keep going. I don't know.
Good work.
Giants at Packers. Green Bay gives 5.5.
27-13.
Gee. This is great radio.
Oh, that was good.
I love this. We're not even in Lambeau Field, folks, and he's nervous.
when I take that long pause, I'm thinking and I'm also farting. So that's for all of you valued listeners.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to go.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go.
Go away.
19-17.
Packers? Now,
I'm going to go 21-17 Packers.
Okay.
Is my prediction.
All right.
That's what the brain is saying. The good. Heart is saying 45-0 Giants.
That's good, man.
That's good.
I would really get a transplant. all right, so we got about 2 minutes left. I want to talk about the glory that is Manchester United. 10 in a row undefeated, taking care of teams left and right. Zlatan ended the year with 50 goals already. 50 goals in all competitions, one behind Messi. And he wasn't even nominated for the Ballon d'Or, which is fucking insane to me. And Cristiano Ronaldo, though, rightly deserves it for the Euro League win.
They are insane right now. Yeah. Real Madrid is on some other levels.
They're on some other levels.
They already beat Barcelona's winning record.
Well, Barcelona lost to Atletico Bilbao, a nine-man Atletico Bilbao, 2-1.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
That was crazy. Barcelona might finish in third this year. It's very possible. But one of the things I want to talk about is how Jose Mourinho is not getting the credit for putting this team together the right way. And it's so right. It's so beautiful at the moment. Chris Smalling doesn't even need to be there anymore. It's all about Phil Jones. Phil Jones, thank you, finally. He's still 24 years old, and he's stepping up. He's always been injured, and that's been the problem with Phil. And I'm glad to see that he's doing well. And Valencia having the best year of his career. Paul Pogba is playing up to the money. It's so great to see. The only problem I'm having with the team is, why do you keep dropping Martial for Lingard? Lingard is now expendable. I hope people are hearing this. Lingard is now expendable. He can go. We are 1 point off of fourth place. Give me the table. What do? You just fucking pack up?
She took her headphones off 2 minutes ago.
God damn. I don't even know what the table is. Chelsea's in first.
It's wooden. Chippendale.
Chelsea's in first. Liverpool's in second. City's in third.
You start talking about...
No, Chelsea's in first.
Kyle Korver, no. Great
Chelsea's
trade.
In first. Liverpool is second.
Spurs are third.
Spurs, Manchester City, then Arsenal.
Yeah, and then us. We're a point off.
How's my boy Jamie
place.
Vardy going?
Two points off fourth. You're 3 points off fourth. You're 2 points behind us.
Okay, that's fine. Well, you drew to Bournemouth. Thank you very much for doing that.
Which was a nutty game.
Yeah, nutty.
Going down 3-0 in the first half and coming back. Giroud is the man.
And yesterday in the FA Cup, Yeah, but I had Preston North End win in the first half. Thanks, $270.
That's fine.
$30 to win $270.
And then we still
Thanks
won.
Thanks a lot. Arsenal's just shit. Arsene Wenger's shit. Your team is shit. You're never going to win anything. Have All a right.